This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Science and Thanksgiving. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Gratitude is supposed to play a starring role on Thanksgiving, feeling thankful, reminding yourself of all that is good in your life. In 2013, Glenn Fox was feeling none of that. He had just lost his mom in the days leading up to Thanksgiving, and he was reeling from the loss.
I remember the day after just going down to get Starbucks and coffee and some pastries, you know, was like the most intense experience ever. And I just thought, how am I even going to get through this? How am I even going to order?
At the time, Glenn was getting his PhD in neuroscience, and he was studying gratitude, of all things, and how this emotion can impact people's health in positive ways. Gratitude has become a bit of a hashtag emotion over the years. We post a picture of our salad and profess to be blessed. But gratitude is a growing area in science. For example, a lot of researchers say expressing it can improve your mental health. So, sitting there with his coffee, Glenn was wondering if gratitude could help him recover from his loss.
You know, I really need to put this into action. Like, I don't want to be flattened by this forever. I don't want this to define me.
He had seen the benefits of gratitude in the lab. But could his research hold up in this real-life situation? Reporter Liz Tung picks up the story from here.
On this Thanksgiving a few years ago, Glenn Fox kept thinking about the last months of his mom's life.
You know, I was very close to my mom. She was a legend.
Stage 4 ovarian cancer had meant surgeries, treatments, hospitalizations, but she still wanted to know all about Glenn's research.
And I told her about all the different things you can do to write down what makes you grateful, to focus on.
Glenn says his mom developed a real practice. She kept a journal, wrote thank you notes, and continued to count her blessings even as things got worse.
She was dying, and yet she would still write down things that she was grateful for. It might be simple things like being able to eat a piece of chocolate, or it might be profound, like a blood transfusion. And she was in tears over the gratitude she felt for the person who'd provided her that blood.
So if gratitude had helped his mom this much during her final months, could it help Glenn cope with his grief? Everything he'd read in grad school seemed to suggest yes.
Grateful people tend to recover faster from trauma and injury. They tend to have better and closer personal relationships and may even just have improved health overall.
All this research had made an impact on Glenn. He says gratitude was sort of part of his overall mindset. But what he'd never done was this thing that all the studies recommend, gratitude journaling.
I don't think I really knew the extent to which gratitude could work when you actually wrote things down.
Glenn started his gratitude journal in 2014. I asked him to read me some of his early entries.
There's some funny ones in here, like tacos on the sidewalk and didn't drink too much.
He's got a lot of entries like that.
Oh, I made a cutting board, and it said, cutting board is holding up very well.
It seemed almost silly writing this stuff down. Could it really help Glenn get better, get over his deep grief? To answer that question, we have to take a closer look at the emotion of gratitude itself. For that, I turn to Emiliana Simon-Thomas. She heads Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center, and she says gratitude, at least in the way it functions, is basically a social emotion.
And it creates this bond, this enduring sense of connection with another person.
It's an emotion that rewards cooperation between humans. And of course, that is essential for our survival as a species.
That's what it's for. And humans have it from a very early time as a way to create these social relationships that are so important for our evolutionary success.
Emiliana says gratitude is also tied to other emotions that connect humans.
Gratitude scaffolds other emotional experiences.
For instance, love.
There's certainly a relationship between gratitude and interpersonal trust.
So gratitude supports our relationships, supports the feelings that bind us together. And like Glenn said, studies have shown it offers plenty of benefits. It can make us happier and more resilient. In some studies, it's even been shown to improve our immune systems, blood pressure, and heart function. So the big question that Glenn and other researchers have been trying to figure out is why? What is it about gratitude that could be leading to this whole host of positive benefits? To find out, Glenn did an experiment where they put subjects in fMRI machines and mapped which circuits in the brain were activated when they felt grateful.
So we saw that the participants' ratings of gratitude correlated with activity in a set of brain regions associated with interpersonal bonding and with relief from stress.
This is where Glenn thinks the benefit lies. For one thing, you've got the rewarding feeling of social interaction. The regions associated with gratitude are part of the larger networks that are involved when we socialize and experience pleasure. They also happen to be connected with stress relief.
You know, that feeling of relief is itself quite rewarding. We call that reward from relief.
Which feels good and is good for us. Because as it turns out, stress is super toxic.
And so anything we can do to relieve stress will probably lead to health benefits somewhere along the line.
Specifically, stress relief has been shown to reduce pain, physical and emotional, which of course is exactly what Glenn wanted. So in 2014, the year after his mom's death, Glenn decided to try and find relief in gratitude journaling. At first, the entries were pretty mundane.
Let's see, a night out with friends, woke up early, foot feels better, good lunch, free hotel room, good day ahead, comma, chance to be productive. Like, easy commute comes up a lot. If I had a nice, easy drive where I was able to maintain my composure driving through Los Angeles. Pretty short entries, so not super profound here.
Glenn kept with it, but he says the entries didn't really change the way he felt, at least not at first.
And it wasn't that gratitude made me feel good about it. It didn't make me feel like, oh, everything is great. Because gratitude isn't a synonym for happiness. What gratitude got me in that moment wasn't that I didn't feel any pain. Far from it. In fact, it may have even made that sense of pain more acute, but it made me aware of it in a way that I felt I could manage it.
So if gratitude wasn't delivering a quick hit of relief, how exactly was it helping? Josh Brown at Indiana University Bloomington looked into this. He says the benefits of gratitude build up over time. He knows this from a study they did in which they had subjects write letters of gratitude. Then they did brain scans and tracked their subjects' mental health. What they found was that the practice of writing these letters seemed to actually rewire their brains, making their gratitude centers more active over time.
Okay, so what does that mean? It seems that the act of expressing gratitude caused a long-lasting change in the sensitivity of the brain to gratitude. That, to me, is one of the most striking results of what we did. And so it seems that the act of expressing gratitude can have these remarkably lasting changes on the brain.
Now, we can't say for sure that one thing led to the other, but we do know that in studies, gratitude has been correlated with improved mental health. And it appears, based on this study, that gratitude exercises increase our ability to feel gratitude in the first place. Here again is Glenn Fox.
I think that gratitude can be much more like a muscle, like a trained response or a skill that we can develop over time as we learn to recognize abundance and gifts and things that we didn't previously notice as being important.
Glenn says this doesn't mean that you're just falling over with gratitude all the time. It means you become more attuned to the full range of gratitude, whether somebody's holding a door for you or giving you a kidney.
We actually increase our resolution of gratitude, meaning we see it in high fidelity. It's like HD gratitude.
It's something Glenn sees in his own gratitude journaling when he compares his entries from 5 years ago to his entries now.
So I'm looking here at the more recent ones are much more specific. A brisk spring morning walk and a new book. Sunshine through the windows during meditation. Let's see, warm sun at the pond. My new niece giggling during our trip to North Carolina. They're not necessarily getting even super long or elaborate, but they're much more specific. And I think that's really where you get the HD gratitude from, is the practice of seeing and looking for those small things that you can count on to feel better about what you have.
Glenn emphasizes that none of this has been a magic bullet. It didn't save him from the grief of losing his mother or the daily frustrations of LA traffic or things like breaking his foot. But slowly, over time, it's made a difference.
You know, it's like water cutting rock through a canyon. It's not done all at once, and it's just steady practice. And it's not meant to make sure you never feel pain again. I really think that's one of the things. And especially with gratitude, where people just think, oh, I'll just wait, and then I'll just, if something bad happens, I'll just find a way to be grateful, and that'll make the pain go away. And I think you shift your perspective to sort of being grateful for the pain, grateful for the chance to have a sense of putting the pain in perspective. And that to me is a skill. And that's why the journaling has been so important.
That story was reported by Liz Tong.